Okay, well, welcome everybody, and Amitofo.
大家早安，阿弥陀佛。
So I just want to, as always, thank the residents of CMC for maintaining CMC, keeping it alive and well and vibrant and growing, and also thank the volunteers for their hard work that is essential to also keep CMC alive and well and growing. And of course, thank you to those of you who showed up today, which made today's talk possible. Thank you.
那很希望也用这个机会呢，谢谢感恩这里的常住法师们来照顾这个道场，让我们有这个道场可以修行，还有也希望谢谢这里的义工菩萨一直来照顾道场付出，让我们这个道场一直成长。 还有也谢谢大家菩萨们今天早上来这里参加这个演讲，没有你们也今天也没有这个演讲。And
thank you to my wife Rebecca for translating today. Although if she knew that Bob Lapidus was here, she could have stayed home in bed and let him translate instead.
Yeah, 感恩呢，今天呢，我太太来帮我翻译哈，其实那个 Robert Lapidus 菩萨也可以来翻译，那他就不用来了哈，是。 You sure you don't want to come?
I'll just make sure you don't make mistakes.
Okay, Joseph, thank you.
Okay.
Help me out. Yes.
Quality control. So today's topic, living with the Dharma. As usual for me, I'm asked to give the title of my upcoming talk before I have any idea what I'm actually going to talk about. And so I thought of something very broad and general, living with the Dharma. But once I give a title, I feel somewhat bound to the title as well. And it makes me think about what does that mean? What does that really mean to me, even if it's general? Where does that come from? Because it had some meaning, otherwise I wouldn't have given it. And what that does for me is makes me ask a question and look into my own ideas about my own practice and the practice in general and come up with a talk that actually resonates with that title.
常在法师今天的早上，今天中文的题目是什么？ Oh, okay. I don't even know the real title
in Chinese.
Sorry. 今天早上的题目呢，就是用佛法过生活哈。那因为呢，通常我要说要来今天做这个演讲的时候，很多月前已经要请我教这个题目，那个时候我还不知道我要讲什么，所以我就用。 找一个很这个题目呢，就是什么都可以讲的题目哈。那当我要开始准备这个演讲的时候呢，我呢还是希望可以讲一些跟这个题目有关系的内容。那我就刚开始就思考这个怎么过用佛法过生活究竟是怎么一回事呢？那我就希望探讨一下。
Thinking about this brought up two things for me that really resonated with this idea of living with the Dharma. One was, what is the path, right? What is the actual path of life in the Dharma? And to me, I mean, there are many ways we can look at that, but to me personally, the Eightfold Noble Path really is a clear outline of the components that need to be a part of our life if the Dharma is our refuge, is our guide, and is our path in life.
那当我是在思考那怎么样用佛法过生活的时候，首先我就在想那个究竟我们用佛法过生活，这个就是好像我们走这条路啊，用佛法走这道，这道修道这个道，这样子思考的时候呢。 我就想起呢，佛法里面教的八正道，其实呢，用八正道里面的八个元素来过生活，其实就应该就是说用佛法来过生活了。So
what are the eight components of the Eightfold Noble Path? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort or diligence, right mindfulness, and right concentration.
那八正道是哪八个呢？一个第一个就是正见，然后是正思维、正语、正行、正业、正勤、勤是吗？精进那个 right 然后正念还有正定。
So although there are a lot of ways to look at the Dharma as a path, this Noble Eightfold Path for me is a very clear outline or framework on which to hang all of the other teachings and to refer back to look and say, well, where are my weaknesses at the moment? Where do I need to focus more in my practice? So to me, the Noble Eightfold Path is one aspect of living with the Dharma that I'll incorporate into today's talk.
对我来讲呢，这个八正道呢是一个很好的那个思考那个我们怎么在用佛法来修行过生活的工具。因为呢我们其实佛法里面所有的修行的方法方式教导都可以呢连跟八个元素里面呢那个联系起来的。那这个八正道那个八个元素呢，也可以让我们呢提醒我们呢，我们现在的修行呢有哪一方面是比较缺乏的那我就可以加强。
But this idea of living with the Dharma also stimulated another train of thought or ideas that really hit strong with me, and it came about because one time I was asked by a nun who I have a lot of respect for. She asked me.Is the Dharma, do you feel like the practice is oppressive or heavy or a burden, or is it, really just joyful for you? And that really made me think, and I thought, well, I guess is the right answer. It's always joyful for me. But I thought, I'm not going to give her the right answer. I'm going to give her the honest answer. Sometimes it's a really heavy burden. Sometimes it's a real fight for my ego. Sometimes I don't like it at all, but I know it's good for me, and fortunately I stick with it.
除呢这个八正道这个教导之外呢，那我这个我也想到，这个有一次有一位我很尊敬的法师，女法师呢问我一个问题，让我思考。这个怎么样过用佛法过生活？就是呢，这位法师在这问我，那你呢会不会觉得有时候在修行啊，就是好像一个是很重的负担呢？会不会有这样子感觉呢？还是呢，他都是觉得法喜充满的，都是很高兴的？那我听这个题目，这个问题呢，就愣了一下，就觉得这么奇怪的问题，然后我在想那个正确的答案应该是说，我这当然是永远常常都是法喜充满嘛，这个修行都是很快乐的事情嘛。可是我在想，因为我很尊敬这位法师，我就不要只是跟他讲这个，讲一个正确的答案，应该讲一个一个诚实的答案。我心里面是真正的是怎么样想的？那我就跟他讲当然呢是有些时候是很欢喜的，可是呢很多时候也是会是觉得是一个蛮累的，蛮是一个负担，有些时候因为是我自我中心的缘故啊，所以会觉得会很在很挣扎这样子，所以是我就这样子跟这位法师讲。
I thought, gee, living with the Dharma,it's like living with a wife, or even harder maybe her living with a husband. We have to accept what it is we're living with, accept it for the joy and the pleasure and the peace it brings us, but also to accept the challenges and the difficulties and the hurdles that it presents to us. And we live with it because we know in the end it's leading somewhere good, that it's doing something positive.So for the joys and the difficulties, we accept that and we live with the Dharma.
那我就跟这位法师讲呢，虽然是有时候我会觉得很痛苦很困难呢，可是我还是在里面得到一些佛法的滋润，所以我很高兴我还是能够继续来修行。所以呢再这样想的话呢，修行佛法，用佛法过生活，就好像有点像就是在一个婚姻里面呢，有个跟一个太太或者跟丈夫生活，当然呢有里面有快乐的愉快的一部分，可是当然也有他的困难挣扎在里面，所以我们呢两方面都接受，就是希望在你知道呢在里面呢用这个佛法过生活的时候，就会得到一处，然后让我们继续下去。
And just like a relationship with somebody who we live with, when we do run into these difficulties and challenges, if we work our way through them, then that relationship is richer and even more rewarding and more beneficial afterwards. Similar to when we work through the challenges and the difficulties that we encounter in the Dharma, in our practice, or trying to work the Dharma into our lives, if we work through those difficulties and obstructions, then the Dharma and our life is also richer and more rewarding and more beneficial in the end.
那正如呢，在我们的婚姻里面呢，或者在我们男女关系里面呢，有里面的挣扎，有里面困难呢的时候呢，我们坚持下去，我们努力去把这解决这些困难的时候呢，这一段婚姻这段关系呢会更强。两个人的关系会更强，更巩固这个关系。那个同样呢，在我们的修行里面呢，也有我们的困难呢挣扎。那我们如果坚持下去呢，想办法怎么去怎么去解决这些困难坚持下去继续修行的时候呢，我们自己的修行用怎么知道怎么用佛法来过生活呢，这一方面也会更加强。
So I thought, okay, let me take these two aspects and put them together for a talk. So the Eightfold Noble Path as one way of looking at living our life through the Dharma, but also this idea of looking honestly at the benefits, the joys, but also the challenges and the difficulties that come up in each of these components and our practice and incorporation of these components of the path into our lives.
那我今天呢接着这个演讲，就是希望融合这两方面，一方面就是用八正道的教导呢来看怎么样用佛法过生活，还有呢就是看从这个角度就是用佛法过生活是有它愉快的一方面，也有它那个困难的一方面的，是怎么样去处理这些在用佛法过生活里面那些困难呢，来让我们的修行更加巩固。
So what I want to do, or I say wanted to do, but still will do, is to look at each of the eight components of the Noble Eightfold Path, to look into what it is, what it means, how it's practiced, how it's experienced, where it's going, but then also to look at what are the benefits to our life from the practice of each of these components, and what are the challenges that these stages of the Eightfold Path or components of the Eightfold Path bring to our lives and our practice that we need often to accept the challenge, work through the challenge, and thus benefit even more deeply.
那我打算要做呢，就是用这个八正道里面八个元素了，来探讨怎么样用佛法过生活一个八个元素。那每一个元素呢，我就希望去探讨 用这个每一个元素呢，怎么样可以让我们在用这个佛法过生活，是可以很愉快的得到那个益处。还有呢，也可以看呢，当我们尝试用这个每一个八正道的元素里面来过生活的时候，也会遇到困难的。我们也会觉得，那我们是可以怎么样去从中学习解决这些困难呢，让我们的修行可以再进一步。
So as I started to write out notes and outline for this talk, and then to fill in that outline, I realized, oh my gosh, this is going to take a lot more than one talk. So today we'll look at the first component of the Noble Eightfold Path, right view.
那当我开始着手去写准备这个演讲的时候呢，发现那个用八正道来讲呢，会是一次演讲会讲不完的，太长，太多那个材料了。那所以呢，我今天呢希望只是就是集中讲第一个，就是正见。
So noble right view is a very profound understanding of dependent origination or emptiness. Noble right view is a mind with no self-attachment. But I assume most of us here, like myself, still have self-attachment. And so while we are aspiring to noble right view, the mind free of self-attachment, we still need to practice, and so we can look at right view in different stages of development. So what are some stages that we develop in right view? What are the benefits of our developing these stages? But what are also some of those challenges and difficulties as we face each of these stages of understanding, and often that conflicts with some of our ego's desires?
那这个说的八正道里面的正见里面呢，正见最重要的是见就是知见，这个知见最主要的是对佛法里面最重要的教导的知见，这个空见呢还有那个因缘观，那个因缘观的知见。那个很深那个最正见就是讲到最深的正确的对这个知见的理解，其实就是呢说讲到是完全没有自我中心的执着的对这个空间跟因缘观的正知见。那当然呢，我们是凡夫，所以我们还是有自我中心的执着，所以呢对这个空间呢因缘观呢的知见呢，当然是没有达到最深的层次的那个真知见。可是呢所以今天我就希望可以呢讨论一下不同层次的对那个空间跟那个因缘观的知见。另外就还有呢，就是呢探讨呢，当我们有得到这个正知见的时候呢，对我们的生活修行呢可以怎么样可以带来那个喜悦那个好获益。还有呢也探讨呢这些正知见呢这个空间呢因缘观呢其实呢很多时候是跟我们，因为我们有凡夫的自我中心，有一个不正确的见解，所以呢会有冲突的。那当我这些正见跟我们自己有自我中心的见解的有冲突的时候呢，我们就会里面就会觉得内心就会觉得很挣扎，就会那个时候就是我们遇到困难的时候，是我们可以怎么样去处理。
So when we begin to walk this path and we begin to try to develop right view, we have to start at the beginning, right? And at the beginning, we have wrong views, right? We do have self-attachment, but we also have lots of layers on top of that self-attachment. And so the most basic beginning is just to understand where our suffering originates. right? Before we can try to understand a mind with no self, we have to understand what that self is. And for most of us, we don't even look at ourself. For most of us, we look outside of ourself. And so the very first stage of right view is understanding that we are the source of our suffering, not something outside of us.
那看那个真知见呢？最第一步呢，我们就是要接受呢，我们没有真见，就是我们凡，因为我们是凡夫啊，我们是有我们缺乏真见，我们有邪见。这个邪见的意思是什么呢？邪见就是我们有这个自我中心的执着。因为我们有这样自我中心的执着呢，所以我们我们会痛苦。那我们呢，通常呢不会这样来看来想的，这个就是其实就是缺乏正见的一部分。那个通常我们痛苦呢，我们就往外看，觉得是外面的环境是什么东西来让我们痛苦的，而不会呢发觉是我其实是我们自己的自我中心的执着来让我们痛苦的。所以呢来修行正见的第一步呢，就是要接受知道我们是缺乏正见，我们有这个自我中心的执着来探讨，来看我们怎么样，是我们的痛苦呢是怎么样，是从我们自己的自我的执着的自我中心的执着而产生的，而不是从外面而来的，这个是第一步。
So for example, if we're trying to sleep and it's getting late at night and the dog next door oh my gosh, I can't sleep. This dog's right outside my window. I can't sleep. Another hour goes by. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Another hour goes by. We're really getting angry. We're really getting irritated. Not only can we not sleep, but we're thinking about tomorrow. Tomorrow I have all these important things to do. I'm going to be too tired. I'm not going to be performing well. I'm going to make mistakes. People are going to be mad at me. I'm going to be humiliated. I'm suffering, 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 suffering. Rawr, 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 rawr. Where is the cause of our suffering? Where does our finger point? That damn dog. I want to go out there and shake that dog around and put it in the trunk of my car and drive it 20 miles away and release it in the forest. That dog is causing me to suffer. Something outside of us. This is how we usually respond.
那我们举个例子啦，那已经晚上了，要睡觉了。那想睡觉的时候呢，没有办法睡觉，因为隔壁的一只狗呢，一直在叫，那个在吵。然后呢，我们希望睡着，可能一直在听到它在叫。然后呢，我们就开始觉得很生气了，因为在想，但我今天晚上没有办法睡觉，我明天呢就没有办法做好我的工作，没有办法做好我的工作，人家会很丢脸呐，那其他人都会笑我啦，那我就越想越生气，越想越痛苦了。那这位在想，这个很痛苦，是什么东西让我痛苦呢？我们手指头就一直指啊那个狗了。那狗让我苦了嘛，就在想呢，我怎么可以把它抓到放在我的车里面，然后把它带走呢，把它放掉呢，让这个狗呢不要再一直在让我痛苦了。我们都会通常都会这样想嘛，是吗？
Did she bark like a dog?
No.
How do you translate that? Woof, 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 woof,
woof. Mandarin or
Cantonese? Okay, Mandarin.
Thank you. It's a very precise difference, yes.
tonal barking. Okay, no barking. So usually we point outside of ourselves as the source of our suffering. It's the dog's fault, or maybe it's the neighbor's fault for not putting the dog inside or training the dog better. But something else is responsible for this suffering that I'm experiencing for hours and hours in the dark of night.
better do that.
那通所以呢，通常呢，因为我们没有真知见，我们有知，我们呢就会想，是我为什么会痛苦？我们就只会想到是外面的环境啊，就是这个狗啊，或者我想可能不是狗，就是那个狗的主人，那个主人呢没有把它关起来，那就是它就一直在叫，就让我睡不着，就会这样想，只会想到痛苦是我外面的环境的人数来让我痛苦的，我们只会这样想。
So part of this developing right view means understanding lots of different teachings in Buddhism that help us see that the cause of our suffering is actually inside of ourselves. And Venerable Guoxing Fasha introduced one of these teachings last week, the 12 links of dependent co-arising.So it goes from ignorance to action to consciousness to the six senses to contact to sensation, so pleasant, unpleasant, to craving, wanting something or not wanting something, the same thing, and then identifying with that, so grasping to it, and then the sense of what's good or bad for us, that becoming, and although the 12 links then say birth, old age, and deathThat represents suffering as well. So in other versions of the links, suffering is also included in there. And so in these 12 links, we can see that here we are as conscious beings. We have our senses. And then there's contact with what? Woof, 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 woof. You have to do that. Right? Woof, woof, woof. The sense object, the barking of the dog. Just that is the contact, just the sound withthe ears and the hearing. And then from that, there's an unpleasant sensation, right? And then from that, there's the craving not to have that dog barking, or the craving to sleep in peace, or the craving to get more sleep. And of course, the grasping of, I am not sleeping.I have to listen to the dog. I am going to be humiliated tomorrow when I try to give my presentation and have only slept a half an hour and make mistakes, and my boss wants to fire me, right? So that existence, now it's me versus everything else, and we suffer, and we suffer. But how much of that process that leads to suffering is the dog? And how much of that process of suffering is our mind? The only part that's the dog is the sound. The rest of it is all us. And what can we really change in that moment? Maybe something in our own mind. But most of everything that's happening to cause that suffering is the process of our mind. Lots of other sounds don't bother us. Why does that one little sound bother us? So teachings like the 12 links, the 5 skandhas, even the 18 realms that talk about what it's like to be human as an unenlightened being help us look inwards to see the processes of our own mind so that the first thing we can do with those teachings is realize, oh, I'm responsible for my own suffering, just me and my mind.
那因为我们通常是这样子这样有这样子的问题呢，我们呢其实呢就可以探讨一下究竟在发生什么事情呢。那上个礼拜呢国行法师呢讲到那个十二因缘哈，来看其实呢跟我这个我们怎么样去知道我们自己的痛苦呢是非常有关系的。那国行法师讲的那个十二因缘呢，就是说一开始呢，第一个就是无明嘛，就无明就是愚痴，就是我们的不理解真见，没有真见，不理解空见，不理解因缘观，这个就是无明了。因为无明，所以我们这其他的十一个就一直循环的，在我们一直做。然后就是之后就我们就有色啦名色啦，然后我们就有那个出啊受啊爱啊有啊生死啊 老齿啊，老齿啊，这样子一直在循环。那我们就其实呢，就可以用这个十二因缘呢，来啊探讨一下，究竟当我们晚上很想睡觉的时候，隔壁那个邻居那个狗啊在叫的时候啊，在发生什么事情啊？这个啊，这个狗在叫的时候呢，啊，其实就是这个环境，一些环境那个狗在叫。那因为我们有我们的身体啊，我们就啊有名色，所以呢，当环境的声音接触到我们的身体这个触呢的时候呢，我们就会有这个受，有这个受的这个经验呢。这个受呢，因为我们呢不喜欢，因为我很想睡觉，很累了。那听到这个狗在叫的时候呢，听到呢就觉得这个受的是很难受的，不是乐受啊，是苦受。那这个受，因为我不想听到这个声音，所以变成苦受。因为苦受的时候呢，我们就开始呢就觉得，哎呀，这个苦这很烦的，我就很不喜欢了。那个很不喜欢的时候，那个受呢，我们就一直是在那个在去，就一直在听的，一直在抓着这个那个苦受。然后呢，因为我们有自我中心这个执着，就在想了，哎呀，这个呢就让我就以后就不明天早上就不能好好的去开会啊，去讲我需要讲的东西啊，然后我的老板就会就会抱怨啊。那他就我就一直在想，在越想越多。这个谁在想，就是因为我们有我的想法，就是这个我的自我中心，这个狗在烦着我，这个狗让我没有办法睡觉，因为我没有办法睡好，我明天就没有办法去上班，可以好好的工作，然后那个老板就会来骂我，所以整个都是我怎么样，我怎么样，这是一直因为就是这个自我执着，自我中心的执着。在推动这一些一轮一轮的想法，那个一轮一轮的想法就是要让我们越想越生气，越想越觉得痛苦，这样子。那当大家在想的时候呢，就可以看到呢，这个十二因缘这个一步一步的时候呢，这只狗那个声音里面是一直都是这只狗吗？这只狗其实这只狗只是扮演一个非常小的角色，就是发出一些声音而已。然后这个声音之后呢，之后那个出啊、受啊、取啊、爱呀、有啊，这些全部都是我们心里面所产生的，都是我们自己自作自受的。其实这样子就是这样子这个情况，好。所以呢，所以我们就发现呢，十二因缘是一个，然后就是这个五蕴啊，还有十八处啊，这些的佛法的观念呢，都是来用不同的角度、不同的方式呢，来解释我们没有开悟，还是凡夫，还是有自我中心、自我中心的执着的凡夫呢？是怎么样去经验我们的周遭的环境世界的时候，就是让我们呢可以看到呢，我们是怎么样自己，我们的心是制造我们自己痛苦的经验的。所以呢，正见的第一步呢，就是要让我们呢去清清楚楚的理解我们是怎么样自己去制造我们自己的痛苦，然后呢就不会整天就是以为是外面的环境让我们痛苦，是清清楚楚知道我痛苦是我自己的心来制造出来的。
So this first level of developing right view is seeing that it's our own mind that's the cause of our suffering. And this is really quite different than most approaches to life, right? Most people don't know the cause of their suffering. Most people think it's that dog that's really responsible for their suffering when they lay in bed like that. But what's the benefit of realizing and accepting and believing through our own analysis of the Dharma teachings that it's our own mind that's responsible for generating suffering, is that once we take that responsibility, we can actually change that. We can actually reduce the suffering. We can actually make it so that suffering doesn't arise, right? So when we take that responsibility, when we turn the work inward instead of trying to change things around us, then we really have the chance to transform our lives in a very dramatic way.
那这个呢，大部分人呢不会这样去想的。当他们很痛苦，大部分人呢，当他们很痛苦的时候呢，不知道为什么他们很痛苦，大概都是只会想到是外面的环境的发生的东西，好像这只狗啊，来让他很痛苦，不会想到是我们的心就是制造这些痛苦的经验的。那当我们呢学习用这些佛法的观念来思考我们的痛苦的源头的时候呢，我们就会慢慢就会知道，哎，我这个痛苦的经验是因为是我的心制造出来的。那大概大家可能会问，那有什么用呢？这样子想，这样子思考是有什么用呢？那当我们去理解到可以看到我们的痛苦是从我们的心自己制造出来的时候，那变成呢我们就负起这个我们痛苦的责任了。我们痛苦呢是我们自己的责任。当我们发现这样的时候，就变成我们也变成呢，就变成我是可以让我不痛苦的，因为这苦是我自己做出来的嘛。那就变成就是我也可以让我自己不痛苦嘛，是吗？所以呢就可以慢慢可以发现呢，我可以怎么样去做呢怎么去训练我们的心呢，来让我自己可以不痛苦。
So what do I mean by have the opportunity to transform our lives in a dramatic way? Well,What would be a less dramatic transformation? A less dramatic transformation would to go next door, would be to go next door and ring the doorbell and say, hey, you know, could you please put your dog inside? It's really bothering me. And maybe we should do that, right? There's nothing wrong with doing that. But let's say the neighbor gives us some very unchoice words and slams the door in our face. And so night after night after night, the dog continues to bark. Well, we could...put the for sale sign in front of the house and move somewhere else where there's not a dog barking. Has that solved our problem? Has it reduced our suffering? A little bit, yeah, a little bit, at least for a while. And then suddenly, wait a minute, our new neighbor likes to play his music outside at night. Oh my gosh, here's my suffering again. And so all we do by changing the external circumstances is reduce the suffering transiently.But we're still subject to suffering. The processes of the mind that generate that suffering are still intact. So only by turning inwards and asking the question, how does our mind give rise to suffering in response to the environment? And we work internally on changing that. Then whether it's a dog or whether it's music or whether it's somebody speaking harshly to us or whether it's stubbing our toe on a stone on the sidewalk,We don't have to suffer, right? Because what happens after that contact no longer is identified as so strongly self, or is no longer leads to a craving for, oh, actually that's unpleasant, but that's the way it is. We can change the way our mind works. Then we don't have to suffer under any circumstances.
那当然呢，我们可以看怎么样去用这个知性呢，来可以改变我们的生命哈。那如果真正去用这个这个正见呢，我们可以呢让我们的生命是非常不一样的。当我们做那一步之前呢，可能我们可以踏第一个小一步，可能或者是想 不这样子吧，那我就去我的邻居跟他讲啊，跟他讲，哎，你可不可以把你的狗啊放进屋里面呢、啊？不要这么吵到其他人呢、啊？啊，这个其实也是可以做的哈，有可能是其实也不是这么坏事，也可能有效哈。那如果那个邻居不合作呢，就是还是骂我们呢，不愿意把那个狗放进屋里面呢，那我们就或许那这样子吧，我就毙了他了，我就卖了房子，我搬家了，搬到其他的地方了。那或许呢，都搬到没有狗的地方，或许是好像好了，没事了哈。那当我们呢到那个新的房子里面，可能隔壁那个邻居呢没有狗，可是他很喜欢放音乐啊，那我们又重新有这个问题。所以呢，当我们呢通常都是这样子，希望这是改变我们身边的环境，因为我们以为是环境来让我们痛苦嘛，我们好吧搬家吧，这样子啊，让环境里面让我痛苦的东西呢没有了。其实通常我们发现呢，结果呢都只是暂时性的解决那个问题，因为那个问题最根本的原因呢不是环境嘛，是我们的心，我们还是带着我们的心去新的房子里面。那个也在放音乐的邻居在放音乐的时候，我们的这个自我中心的执着这个心还是在觉得很烦，还是会觉得很痛苦。所以最究竟的方法呢，就是呢去真正的去修炼我们的心，真正的知道呢，痛苦呢的根源是我们的心，而不是外面那个狗啊，那个邻居的是音乐啊。那这样子呢，我们去用，或许用十二因缘就看那个触，那个声音，外面是狗叫也好，那个音乐也好，那触跟我们的耳根接触之后，下一步就是我们自己可以决定。我们是不是要把它看成，哎呀，这个很难受啊，很难听啊，我很不喜欢啊，我一直要希望它没有了，这个都是全部都是自我中心的这个执着的想法的时候，那些都是我们自己可以控制的，我们都是我们可以选择的。当我们可以修炼我们的心去选择，不要这么执着我们这个我见让感受这个声音外在的环境的时候，我们慢慢就会不会再产生我们的痛苦的经验吗？
So at this stage, we still suffer, right? The dog still makes us angry. We're still irritated and afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. But the benefit of this stage of understanding is that we know where the problem is, that we have the opportunity to take responsibility for it. That's the benefit of that understanding. But what's the challenge to that understanding? The challenge is we can't blame others anymore.
那现在在这个阶段呢里面呢这个好处呢就是呢我们呢可以就发现，哎，这个痛苦呢是我的心产生的，哈，所以我就可以为我痛苦的负起责任，我是可以控制的，我是可以有办法呢让我不痛苦的，所以呢这个就是这样子的见解的好处哈。那有什么有什么问题呢？问题就是困难呢，困难就是。那这样子想法的时候呢，就变成我就我当我知道我的痛苦是我自己造成的，我就不可以再怪那只狗了，我不可以再怪其他人了，因为都是我自己的问题嘛。所以这个就是困了，这样子的想法的困难，我们可能面对的困难了。
And if we can't blame others anymore, that means we can't distract ourselves from our suffering when we are suffering, which means we have to accept our anger, we have to accept our irritation, we have to accept our fear. And if we want to proceed into a deeper level of right view, we have to feel it, we have to be with it, we have to look into it and investigate it. I mean, that's what we're trying to get rid of, isn't it? I mean, now we have to actually look right at it and accept it and feel it and ask questions about it and use the Dharma to, try to find out more clearly where it's coming from. Why am I feeling this? How is this coming out of my mind? We can no longer distract ourselves by thinking about the dog. We have to think about our own mind. And that's a challenge. That is a difficulty. And I know for myself, I still find myself, what? That dog. Okay, it's me. Oh, here we go. All right. What's the mind look like? And it's not always pretty in there. But that's what we have to look into and be willing to lay there with, sit there with, work with. And that is a challenge.
这个困难呢，这个是一个困难，是为什么呢？因为通常呢，我们认为呢，认定呢，外面的环境好像这个狗啊，就是我痛苦的原因呢，我们就是可以让我们的心呢，就跑到外面去看外面的环境，注意外面的环境，这样子呢，我们就不用去往内看了哈。那当我们呢，接受呢？我们的痛苦是从我们的心制造的，是从内在的心来制造的时候呢，那我们就很清楚不是那头狗啦，不是真不是那头狗啦的时候呢，那我们就没有办法再用这个外面的环境的狗呢来放我们我把我们的注意力放在那个狗上面了，那变成了我们就没有其他的选择呢，我们就要把那个心往内看了。当我们的心呢还是觉得很，我们不会突然间的那个狗在叫的时候呢，我们不会突然间不烦的，我们还是会觉得很烦很生气，还是或许呢很恐惧，因为怕担心明天精神不好嘛，那个上班的时候那个表现不好嘛，还是会有这些恐惧啊烦念啊生气啊这些感受的。可是当我们现在的注意力不可以往外放在那个狗上面呢，我们往内看的时候呢，还是就会很就要看，这些那个很生气的感受啊，这个很烦的那个想法啊，那个恐惧的想法跟感受啊，我们就是没有选择就要去看了。那这样子呢，就是一个挑战啊，因为我们就是一直的生活就希望不用去感受这些痛苦嘛，这些挣扎这内心的那个这些感受啊。可是当我们真正的要修行正见的时候，我们要第一步要接受我们的痛苦就是我们的心所造成的时候，我们就必然要往内心看，我们要看这个面对接受那个内心的这些不同的想法跟感受。那这个不是很容易，是一个很大的挑战，因为有的时候我们看到的一些感受跟那些想法不是我们愿意看到的，因为有的时候可能不是一些好的感受好的想法好像我自己我也有这样的经验呢，我是很清楚知道我现在的痛苦不是那个狗所造成的，我要往内看，可是往内看看到这些不好的想法的感受，但是不想看，还是我希望还是希望可以怪那条狗，可是虽然知道很清楚那个不是真正的原因，这个是就是一个很大的挑战啊。
If we can stay with that, if we can continue to accept that and keep our attention on the processes of our own mind, then we can move into a second stage of developing right view. So if we look back at the 12 links, right, we've got consciousness, the senses, contact, the barking dog. We've got the craving for that dog to stop barking, the craving to sleep in peace, etc. And then the grasping, the concerns, the self-concerns about what it's going to do to me that this is happening, and then all the layers of suffering on top of that. When we investigate that initially to believe for ourselves that the source of suffering is in our mind, we see these as discrete elements. My senses, my hearing, the dog sound, the craving against the dog, the craving for sleep, me who has this problem, and then the suffering. These are all discrete things that are interacting to bring about suffering. That's our first level of understanding. But if we continue to look at that and continue to look at that closely, we'll start to see it differently.
这个呢，就是我们面对的那个挑战跟困难呢。那可是呢，当我们继续继续下去啊，不要跑掉的话哈，你去面对。去面对这个内心这些这个挣扎那些感受啊这个想法啊真正去注意去看这些内心里面的感受跟看想法的时候呢我们就有机会可以去继续的修行这个正见的第二个阶段呢。那当然第一个阶段呢我们呢可以感受到呢用十二因缘呢一步一步来看呢就是这个狗叫的声音啊当我们接触到的时候呢然后呢就是这个狗叫的声音是跟我们所产生的苦受呢是完全分开的两回事嘛然后呢我们就会那有这个苦受之后呢就是还有升起一个想法就很希望这个很难很烦的声音希望它快点停止快点不要在这里发生那个这个想法呢也是在我们心里面的感受呢是另外一样东西然后呢再想到哎呀你要这样子我再这样子再睡不着呢我们就开始有这个很多恐惧啊很多担心就是我如果睡不好明天我怎么办呢、啊、我明天上班怎么办呢、啊、这些不同的忧虑啊这些呢在我们的心里面也是另外一回事那然后呢当然就是我们有这个我会有很多问题会发生这个问题就我这个全部都是我们心里面一样分开的独立的事情在我们的心里面这个在这个阶段里面可是呢当我们一直在关照我们的心的起心动念的时候呢我们就慢慢可以呢感受到这个正见的第二个阶段
This next level, we won't get this just during the period of a dog barking next door, but we'll stick with that example as the shift in our perception of the process. If we really can stick with the attention to how our mind works and we watch that process, what was discrete events happening in sequence to cause me suffering?We see that each one of those components is not a discrete component of ourself, that it's not always there, that it doesn't have a standing characteristic. For example, when the dog barks, contact, unpleasant feeling, what happens to that unpleasant feeling if the dog doesn't bark for a while? Goes away.And we're okay laying in bed. Then the dog barks again. Contact, unpleasant feeling. And then it doesn't bark for a while. It goes away. Now, we have to be very committed to the practice to be able to do this, for example, while lying in bed and listening to the dog bark. And we also have to have some time to develop our mind to have this meditative capacity, whether we do sitting, standing, reciting, chanting, whatever our method, but we have to develop that internal quietude and clarity to be able to do this. But we watch that process that showed us our own mind was responsible for the suffering, and we realize that that process isn't so stable. It's actually pretty immaterial.Right? And when the unpleasant sensation is gone, I'm not identifying myself with unpleasantness. I'm not actually worried about that dog anymore in that moment. I'm not so concerned about whether I'm going to sleep. And then the dog barks again, and there it all is again. And then it goes away again. And then maybe something pleasant happens. Maybe we hear our own cat meow. We go, oh, my cat, I like that. There's a sound. There's a contact. Pleasant sensation. I feel good laying in bed when just a moment ago I was irate at the dog barking next door. And we think to ourselves, well, where is the big deal here? Where is the problem here? This sense of immaterialness to the process in the mind starts to shake up our attachment to those stages, to our sense of what really is a problem, what is not a problem. Is this really a cause of suffering, or is it not such a necessary cause of suffering?
当我们呢，可以用心来关照这个整个情况的时候呢，那当然呢是我们就会发现呢，那个狗那个粗跟瘦这个呢，这些经验呢，其实呢不是跟我们之前想象的是这么那个这么永恒独立的个体的。那比如说这个狗，当我们注意的时候，当那个狗在叫的时候，听到那个声音，然后我们就会感受到，哎呀，这个很烦的声音，我们那个心就会升起这样子的感觉。那狗不叫的时候呢，那个心就没有这个感觉。哎，这个好有趣哈、哦！那个当狗在叫的时候呢，那个心又升起那个觉得很烦那个感觉，然后就会再想到，哎呀，我又没有办法睡觉了，然后我明天呢很担心明天呢上班没有精神了这样子，你一直一直在那些想法就会升起来。那狗不叫的时候，又没有事了。那当我们呢可以那个心呢？可以是一直在注意在关照我们这个心里面跟环境互动的时候的起心动念的时候呢，那当然呢这个是需要用我们的心呢是有一个某一个程度的比较那个安静的时候哈，那我们平常啊念佛啊打坐啊这个修行就是可以让我们的心比较安定的。当我们的心比较安定明静的时候，我们就会可以有办法关照到，哎，这个很有趣，这个狗叫的声音跟我的心想起了这个很烦的这个声音很烦的这个反应哈。然后之后的我觉得很担心我明天上班没有精神啊，会有什么什么问题，这些呢好像就感受我们就会感觉到没有之前的觉得是这个每一个都是一个很独立很永恒的心里面的个体了，我们他们的存在性就比较没有那么觉得是一个很实在的的东西，而是呢我们慢慢发现是这个声音有这个心里面的反应有，声音没有，另外那个心里面的反应就没有，然后呢可能我们有另外一个声音，或者是我们家里面的我很喜欢的那个猫在叫的时候，哎，因为这个是我自己很喜欢的猫嘛哈，你听到哎呀这怎么可爱的猫，我听到是乐兽，听到这个声音呢，哎，那个心里面就是很欢喜，哎，我们就发现哎这个真奇怪，刚才那狗叫的我觉得很烦啊，这个猫叫的我就很高兴。这个是呢声音跟心里面反应呢是没有一定的永恒的永恒不变的关系的，是有这个发生的那个发生，我们会有这样子直接的感受到这个因缘的和的这个关系，所以我们就慢慢会对这方面呢这个现象的实相会有一点有一点个理解了。
So what we had taken responsibility for before was still me versus dog, right? Me suffering. And yes, okay, I'm responsible, but it's me versus that dog. But as we see that our experience, which we usually think of as our experience versus those things out there that we experience or respond to, as we realize the processes of the mind are changing and conditioned, and we cannot really isolate away ourself within that process. It's no longer me versus dog. It's that dog is part of me, right? There is no separation in the process. Everything in the mind is changing. Everything in the mind is rising and falling, arising and perishing, conditioned by all kinds of other factors. And what this does is it loosens up our self-attachment. It hasn't destroyed it. We still have self-attachment, but it's changed the perspective from some solid, hard idea of me to I don't exist independently of anything else. There is nothing that I'm separate from. There's a great quote, it was from The Way to Buddhahood, written by Master Yinshan, thank you. It says, nothing can exist by itself or forever. Everything in the world exists through relating to another in mutual dependence. And so if that dog, if that meow, if the ceiling fan whirring is a part of me, just as much as the thought that arises in my mind in the same process is a part of me, who am I to get upset? Where am I to get upset? And so this changes our perspective from being the human condition of what I experience to the universal condition where everything and everybody is all in this together, connected together, affecting each other, interacting with each other. Where do I find myself in that process?
那通常呢，也在这个的阶段之前呢，我们就有这个感觉，就是这个我，我是一个很独立的个体啊，跟环境，这个外面，这个我在这里，狗在那边，这个想法呢是很真实的，对我们来讲。可是当我们用心去关照这个过程呢，你心那个过程呢，慢慢的我们就好像刚才讲了，就发现这个狗这个声音跟我那个心里面的身体的反应是息息相关的，就变成慢慢呢就会发现这个会淡化我们的这个很强烈的自我中心的执着的想法。不是说完全没有自我中心的执着，不是，可是呢我们都会慢慢想的，这个我在这里是跟外面的环境完全分离的，完全没有关系的想法的，没有办法再建立了。因为当我们是有看到嘛，这个狗的声音升起，我的心就这样子有这样反应，那个狗没有声音不叫，而且心就没有反应。这个很清清楚楚的，我们就会发现呢，其实呢这些环境所谓以前就想的这个环境，在外面的环境呢跟我们的心呢是息息相关，是连接在一起的。所以呢慢慢呢那个我们的这个想法说这个我是很永恒不变的个体在感受外面的环境的这个想法慢慢会淡化，会改变，而转化为呢我们会感受对我们的周围的环境的感受呢，就是我们全部的环境都是我的一部分。因为本来就是，因为当我们去关照这个环境，这个所谓这个环境的声音跟我们的心的反应，这个一连串的反应这个链子的时候，那我是在哪里还开始啊，没有办法找到那条线了。以前好像很清楚很真实，可是当我们细心的关照的时候，我们就发现再没有办法成立这个想法了，说我在这里那个这里环境在那边，那我们就没有办法再这样想。所以呢我引用那个应训长老的这个在成佛之道里面一句话呢，就是说呢没有一个东西呢是可以永恒在存在的。所有的这个世界上的世界里面的所有的东西呢都是呢因缘和合 来发生啊来产生的，就好像我们可以关照到的这个我心跟这个狗这个声音这个互动的时候，这个就是很清晰很清楚的，就是心里面的反应忧虑生气都是这个因缘和所产生的，就狗是声音有那个心就这个反应，没有就没有这个反应。所以呢这样子我们就可以让我们想到这个我又生气，这个我这个生气是谁在生气呢，这个我们就会开始会去生产生这个疑问，这个问题慢慢就会觉得这个想到去执着这个独立的永恒的自我了，来感受外面的环境呢，这个想法呢就好像有点问题了，我们就可以慢慢有这样子的认知。
So when we see that all of these aspects of our mind arise and perish, then we may ask ourselves, well, then where's my true self? Where's the part of me that's solid and stable? Because those thoughts, those ideas, those cravings, that suffering, that's not it. That's not the true self. Those come and go. Well, you can keep that question, where is your true self? Because it has to be a question. That's what keeps you probing further. But what's the benefit of seeing that these ideas, our views, our opinions, our feelings arise and fall, is that we realize if it's not our true self, then maybe I don't need to follow all those ideas. Maybe I don't need to react to all those sensations. And what does that do? That also, like taking responsibility for our suffering, gives us a chance to change. To change the processes in our mind while we still believe there is this true self somewhere in there. Because if we attach strongly to the ideas in our mind as ourself, then we do whatever those ideas tell us to do. If we attach to those sensations that arise in our body as our true self, then we react to them. If they're unpleasant, we react poorly. If they're pleasant, we seek more without question. But once we don't identify them as our true self, then they're like the cup outside of me or the microphone stand. Suddenly, they're not my true self. I have space in my mind to observe them and to watch them and to contemplate or reflect on them and decide whether this is useful or not to pursue. And if it's not, to let it go. And if it is, then to clearly and knowingly act in a way that's going to be useful.
所以这样子呢，我们开始会问呢，如果这些心里面的反应啊、想法啊，不是我，那究竟我是谁呢？那个真我是在哪里？我是谁呢？那个这个是一个问题，这个就是一个话头哈。我是谁？那个这是一直只没有答案的，就是一个问题。所以这个话头也有问题哈。那个这是可以，这个可是心里面呢一直会提起这个问题呢，是一个非常重要的修行，来提醒我们呢，这个我们平常觉得是我的这些想法啊，不是真的我。好，那因为这个那这样子呢，当我们呢常常会记得提醒我们自己，这些平常心里面的反应啊，想法啊，不是真的我，真的我是不是这里的时候呢，那我们就会记得，这些如果不是这些反应。这些那个狗叫的时候的那个心里面的反应，还有这些想法不是真的我，有什么好处呢？这样子去想他去看这些心理的反应跟想法，那好处呢，就是呢，好像刚才说的，当我们呢知道我们呢是我们是我们制造我们自己的痛苦的原因，那这样变成了我们就可以呢为我们负起责任了。当我们呢可以看把这些心里面的反应跟想法呢 可以有正确的认知，知道这个不是真的我的时候，这样子呢，我们呢就可以有选择了。我们就可以负起责任了。我们有这个心里面对某些事情有一个反应的时候，因为当我们很清楚这个不是真的我，就表示我不需要一定要听这个反应，跟着这个反应来做什么事情。好像听到这个狗的声音，心里面反应觉得哎呀这个好烦哦。但如果我们觉得这个好烦的这个反应，心理反应就是真的我的时候，那我们就觉得因为真的很烦嘛，那我就要去打那只狗啦，还是要做什么事情了。那当我们发现，当我们清清楚楚的可以看到这个，听到这个狗的声音，这个觉得这个很烦，这个反应不是真的我，不是真的我，就好像外面这个杯子什么东西的时候，到看的时候，因为不是真的我，我就可以有这个空间可以看，可以有机会去思考那个这个想法，这个反应，那应该怎么去处理了？就不是说因为他一定是这样子，我就一定要去跟着他。还有那个心里面的想法呢，你要听到这个狗的声音很烦，然后这样子吧，我就去把那个只狗怎么处理掉了，那个这个想法了。因为我们当我们以为这个想法就是真的我的时候，就我们就听着他，就跟着他来做了。当我们知道这个想法不是我，不是真的我的时候，我们也是可以想，这个想法可能是不是正确的，我们就会去思考一下了。那当然有的时候我们就发现，我们就去有这个空间去思考的时候，好吧，那个好像是一个好的方法，好的处理方法，我们就可以去做。有时候我们发现这个想法就太有问题了，我们就会不会听他，这个就有这个分别，我们就可以就在我们过生活的里面呢，就有很大的用处。
So if we gain some of that capacity to question the self nature of these processes of sensations, of thoughts, of views, of opinions, and so on, then, like I say, we don't always have to grab onto it. And so when the dog barks and an unpleasant sensation arises, okay, let the unpleasant sensation arise. I'm not going to identify with it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to crave otherwise. There's an unpleasant sensation.And if there's a craving, there's a craving, I want the dog not to bark, or I really want to sleep. Oh, yeah, I really want to sleep, but who wants to sleep? You know, it sounds like a strange question, but it's a real question. So what? Want to sleep. There's the idea, I want to sleep. Okay, it's an idea, that's fine, but don't identify, don't grasp. But then we grasp, we identify, no, it is me who wants to sleep, and we suffer.But even then, we can catch ourselves out and, I'm so mad, I'm so irritated. Oh, wait, who's mad? Who's irritated? There's definitely anger and irritation, but that comes, that goes. If that's not the real me, well, I'm letting go of that. And so sometimes it's like, hey, I don't even suffer when I suffer, but I'm suffering, right? It's like, that's weird. But I'm not so upset about even suffering. I'm not adding more onto it by now being mad that I'm being mad, that I'm being mad.You're just mad. Oh, yeah, that's anger. Okay, and on we go with it. And so we find that way to put it down, to separate itself. And because of that, suffering can arise less often, but then even when we do give rise to anger or irritation and suffer, even that's not as bad because we realize it and let go of that and just accept that as it is, as part of the process of the mind, but still not my true self. We let go of that identification with it, and it lessens it right there in that moment.
当我们这样子修行的时候呢，我们就是练习呢，在我们的所有的起心动念呢，都不会把它当成是我这样子的修行哦。那这样子的话呢，那个狗叫的时候，那个听到的就狗叫，狗叫就狗叫了，就不要管它。那如果听到狗叫呢，就觉得心里面升起呢，觉得很烦的感觉。哦，我心里面觉得很烦，心里面很烦，可是 烦就是烦了，不管他，对，不就就可以就就可以放下他了。那个如果心里面觉得很烦，然后就哎呀，我可是我这样子我就没有办法睡觉，我很想睡觉，都问谁想睡觉，谁想睡觉？那个我就是是哪是什么？是那个我很想睡觉，那个。那当然，这还是心里面呢，还是知道我很想睡觉。可是呢，这不要觉得哦，因为我很想睡觉，因为我这样子我没有办法睡觉，我就生气了这样子。可是你还是很想睡觉，因为没有办法睡觉，我很生气。都谁在生气啊？谁在生气？这个是这个谁？这个我究竟是谁？那样子，当然还是会是不是有个生气的感觉？有。可是不是我就没有那么痛苦了，那到这个觉得很生气，我就很痛苦，都就想谁在痛苦啊？这个是我，这个我是谁了？所以我这个痛苦，有可能我们还是会感觉得痛苦，很觉得很忧虑，可是就没有之前这么多自我中心的执着的时候那么痛苦了。所以呢，这个是可以练习的，所以可以练习就是呢，心里面的对环境的感受啊，然后加上去的感觉啊、想法啊、忧虑啊什么，还是会产生。可是呢，产生的时候清清楚楚，我们就记得说，哎，这是谁呀？是我在生气吗？是我在忧虑吗？这样子是我在痛苦吗？这样问一下呢，哎，就没有那么痛苦了。所以呢，这个就是就这样子的去修行的用处了。
So at the second stage, we realize that everything in our experience, right? We experience that everything in our experience is impermanent, doesn't last. It's not identifiable or really graspable as our true self.And yet we still have self-view. There's still this idea that a self exists somewhere in there. And this is a very powerful view that's deep in our minds. Because even though we see that everything that we can find and try to identify with, we really can't because it's impermanent and doesn't last, we will still desireto identify with something, to build an identity out of something. And especially at these old identities that are very familiar with us, the ones that cause us so much suffering, it's a challenge. That's the difficulty at this stage, is to be willing to let go of that, to let go of these old familiar opinions, to let go of these old familiar habits,to let go of these old patterns of thinking that we've identified with for so long. Can we let that go and step into something new, even when we don't know where that may go? We believe that it's going to be better because the Dharma tells us, and so far it's proven true, but we really don't know where it's going when we're going to change.And that can be fearful for the ego to make that step. And it usually takes, you know, 7 forward, 6 back, 7 forward, 6 back. But that is a real challenge at that stage. Even though we know it's not our true self, we still find ourselves over and over cobbling some sense of identity together with these constantly changing parts out of habit. So that's a major challenge at this stage.
可是在这个阶段里面呢，对我们来讲也是一个非常的挑战，是不是很容易的。当我们说哦这样子很生气这个狗叫的时候有这样的感觉，有这个反应，跟我们告诉我们自己，提醒我们自己，这个不是我这个生气的是不是我，这不真的我。这个不那个很希望可以呢上班的时候呢那个表现很好，可是这个不是我这样子不那我是谁呢？可是呢我们就那个这个时候的这个挑战呢，就是我们会发现呢，可是我们就是有这个习性，就是有一个很希望呢可以去执着这个我，有这个我这个个体。还有呢我们会发现呢， 我们呢很执着我们自己一个很深层次的一个我的我见，我们还是有我见，我们是有一个非常根深蒂固的我见，而这些我见呢就是我们对很多事情的一些想法，不是这平常我们都没有去思考去想的。在这个时候呢，当我们跟我们想这个是这个不是我，那这个就是我，我们就是很强烈的去相信这个就是我啊。可是你跟我们，可是这个不是我，这个就是会有对我们是来讲是一个挑战，我们会很挣扎的。尤其是呢，当我们要跟我们自己讲说这个不是我，这些只是习性，我们是要改，可是改了，可是这个就是我们一直生活就是用这个我这个我见来生活的时候，好，我放下之后怎么办啦？那个不是我的时候，不没有这些我见的，没有那这那个世界好像会很不一样，会我们会恐惧，非常恐惧。这个恐惧是很可以理解的。当我们很恐惧的时候，当然就很不希望去往前走了，因为那个往前走要放下我们很熟悉的这个我见，对我们来讲是一个不容易的事情，走进一个跟我们完全不知道的未来。所以呢，可是这个就是去放下我们一直很熟悉一直很执着的那个我见，去一个新的一些新的不知道的一个世界。所以这个是非常大的挑战。有这个，我们刚才讲的是这个修行是有它的用处，一个对我们的益处，可是也是不是很困难，很不容易的。
So at these two stages, we need to use meditative skills of the mind. And like I say, there's many ways to develop that: sitting, standing, walking, moving, meditation, recitation, chanting, etc. But we need that subtlety of the mind to be able to work at this level, even in our daily lives or working meditation, whatever it might be. But we can also at these levels apply our conceptual knowledge. We can analyze and contemplate and reflect, and that's a useful and important component of this. But at this stage, to move into and to realize noble right view, the mind with no self-view, the concepts don't do any good anymore. You know, you have to just practice. And what we do, if that's going to happen on its own for us, is when we have these impermanent components of the mind, this arising and perishing, and that self-view. And like we said, that self-view wants to keep taking these things that we know are impermanent and trying to cobble them together into something that it calls a permanent self. We just stop that cobbling. We have to continue to practice letting go of the cobbling. Don't let the self-view cobble together a self. Let the self-view be self-view. That's fine. But all the impermanent aspects of our experience, let them continue to be impermanent aspects of our experience. And live our life without identifying with the things in our experience in our life. Live it fully, interact fully, but don't get caught up in identifying with it. And eventually, if we're attentive and we maintain that, maybe we realize noble right view, no self view.
那这个过程里面呢，我们可以很重要的元素呢，就是我们平常怎么去修炼我们的心啊，还有刚才讲的念佛啊、打坐啊，不同的修心的方法呢，是非常重要的，让我们那个心可以安定。还可以很明静，这样子呢，那个心很明静的时候呢，才可能有办法让我们可以看到这个心很希望去执着我们的固有的我见，那个是很维系的信念，所以呢，那个心是要很静、很明静 才有办法去关照到可以知道有这样子的习性呢。那当我们刚才讲的那个我见的时候呢，当然那些佛法里面的一些观念呢是有是有帮助了，可是到这个的阶段的时候呢，我们是没有办法光是靠那个观念呢来去帮助我们呢去我见的，我们是一定是要需要呢用我们的新的修行那个来每一个当下了去看我们的心怎么的起心动念。因为当我们呢在观照我们的对环境的那些心里面的反应啊感受啊想法的时候呢，我们会发现呢我们有这个很强烈的习性呢，我们什么感受到什么东西想到什么东西都会有这个很强烈的习性，希望把现在的那些感受像想法看法呢把它再堆成一个我们一直叫这个心好像一个建筑师一样，一直在希望去堆置一个我。我们这个所以这个就是要关照到我们这个心有这个很强烈的欲望，要来做这个事情。所以呢当我们发现这个心又在希望做这个堆成一个我的时候，我们就要记得这个不是我，不是要做，不要做这个事情。所以呢，而是呢，在一直在注意在关照在现在当下的起心动念的，在跟环境的互动的时候，那个新的感受、新的想法，就是一个当下、一个当下、一个当下这样子，清清楚楚这个知道有这样子的经验，可是这个不是真的我。有这样子的经验想法，可是这个不是真的我，一直这样子修行下去，这样子呢我们就不会慢慢会淡化这个自我中心，有一个独立的自我的想法呢会慢慢的淡化，因为我们一方面不去执着这些新的心里面的起心动念，也不要让心里面有这个固有的这些起心的去堆成一个新的自我的想法，这个我见这样子。我们这样子修行的时候呢，一直慢慢的我们就会或许可以呢真的那个正念到这个正见的最高层次的正见这个理解了。阿弥陀佛。